Dearly beloved, since these men, our sons and your relatives and friends, are soon to be advanced to the order of priests, consider carefully the nature of the ministerial rank in the church to which they shall be raised. Indeed, the entire holy people of God is made a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, chose certain of his disciples to exercise in his name, on behalf of the human race, a public priestly office in the church. For Christ, who was sent from the Father, himself in turn sent the apostles into the world, that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might exercise without ceasing his own office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. In addition, priests are established as co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office, and with whom they are called to the service of the people of God. Now that mature deliberation has taken place, these brothers are to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate, that they may serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd. By the priestly ministry, his body, that is the church, is built up and grows into a holy temple, the people of God. These men are to be configured to Christ, the eternal high priest, and joined to the priesthood of the bishops. They will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament in order to preach the gospel, shepherd God's people, and celebrate divine worship, especially in the Lord's sacrifice. And now, beloved sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. And for your part, you will exercise in Christ the teacher the sacred office of teaching. Impart to everyone the word of God that you yourselves have received with joy. Meditating on the law of the Lord, see that you believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. And so let your teaching be nourishment for the people of God, and let the holiness of your life be a pleasing fragrance for Christ faithful, so that you may build up by word and example that house which is the church of God. You will also exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying, for by your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect. In the celebration of the mysteries, it is united to the sacrifice of Christ, which is offered through your hands and in union with them in an unbloody manner on the altar. Understand, therefore, what you do, and imitate what you celebrate. As celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, may you strive to put to death whatever is sinful within you and to walk in newness of life. Remember, when you gather men and women into the people of God through baptism and in the name of Christ and the church, forgive sins in the sacrament of penance. When you comfort the sick with holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer praise and thanksgiving through the hours of the day, and pray not only for the people of God, but for the whole world, always remember that you have been taken from among the people and appointed on their behalf in those things that pertain to God. Fulfill, therefore, the ministry of Christ the priest with abiding joy and genuine love. Seek not your own concerns, but those of Jesus Christ. My brothers, in holy baptism, an indelible mark has been imprinted on your souls. The first confirmation of you with Christ. In holy confirmation, an indelible mark was again etched on your souls, that as a baptized and confirmed Roman Catholic, you willingly accepted the mission to show Christ to the world. And now, in sacred ordination, and for the third and final time, an indelible mark will be etched on your souls. You will be for time and eternity a Roman Catholic priest. You will be an Alter Christus, a lofty privilege and a tremendous obligation. To be another Christ is pure grace. Neither I nor your brothers nor you deserve this, but the mysteriously merciful love of Almighty God makes you another Christ. Be faithful, no matter what, to Him. Be faithful, no matter your assignment, no matter the difficulty of daily circumstances, be faithful. You will not want for grace. It is for you to use that grace now so closely and fully conformed to Jesus Christ to serve Him and to serve like Him, His Holy Catholic Church. And finally, dear sons, united with your bishop and subject to him, fulfill the office of Christ, head and shepherd, to the best of your ability. Strive to gather the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who did not come to be served but to serve, and who came to seek and to save what was lost.